Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the network, coming on the phone lines on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. Oh, come on, Bob, with it, man.
All right.
Black History Month to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. Man, it's Black History Month. We want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on the network tonight. We're celebrating Black History Month over here on the E-Man After Show. We're celebrating Black Love Month and mm-hmm. Health Heart Month, all in the month of February, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you guys. We want to thank you guys. We're back live tonight, man.
We are back live tonight, E-Man.
We're live in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
We was out last Sunday night, man. We did the Super Bowl big party last Sunday night, but tonight we back.
We are back.
We back in the building. Let's buckle up. Just coming off the Man to the Mentor Show. Had a great show over there. We want to thank all you guys that joined the Man to the Mentor Show and followed us over here over We Talk Radio Network. Man, my little chocolate chip, my little queen, all of that and a bag of chips, dill peanut and a Diet Coke is hanging out with me tonight.
Right.
You buckle in, Mandy?
I buckled in.
Well, hello, Mandy. How you doing?
I'm well.
How you and your peeps doing?
We good. So happy to be back on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, you know, you always want to come in with that quiet storm, storm voice. Oh, we do it.
Well, you know me.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate all of you that's coming in on the phone line tonight, on the network tonight. Man, we are back around the domino table. It's good to be back. We was out last week having a good time.
Right.
Yeah. Tonight, man, we have had a wonderful day, just a blessed day. Man, I went and got my belly full today.
Okay.
I'm still full, man.
You're still full.
Man, I'm still full for this evening. Boy, look at her. We want to appreciate all of you guys, man, that's celebrating Black history out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. Well, we got a lot that we're doing on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that checked out our Rewind show last Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah, we had a great Rewind show that we put up for you guys. And the last that we was here, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's get do a little recap from last Sunday night. Well, you know what? Those of you that's following us over here on We Talk Radio Network, listen, we are on all social media. You can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com because we are on about 50. They tell me now we're on 62 platforms, man.
Right.
And you just give us a few.
Just a few.
Give us a few.
Yes, yes. So we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yeah, yeah, and we got about 25 or 30 more platforms.
Uh-huh.
We got a whole list, but we want to thank all of you guys that go over and check out this great network that's been around for 12 years. And, man, we have a YouTube channel. You can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network. Man, you can like, you can share, and make a comment. But, man, if they just want to subscribe to see what's going on over here, how do they subscribe for We Talk Radio Network?
Yeah, so you just hit the subscribe button. You also want to make sure you hit the notification bell so you can be notified when we upload new content for you.
Yeah, because this is our favorite listening station, man. This is what we talk.
We listen.
And, guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, it's good to be sitting back at the E-Man After Show. Man, you know, listen, man, yeah. I'm so good I ain't got to travel all across the world now. We just come off of one show and just come on another one, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Boy, this is all good in my neighborhood.
It is.
Well, man, I tell you, we had a great show with Amanda, the mentor. Listen, the All-Star game is on right about now. The basketball game, the All-Star game is on. Yeah, yeah. And the last we was here was we was talking about the Super Bowl.
Football. Now we're basketball.
Yeah, boy, we did the Super Bowl party last weekend. My numbers part came up. You know, I was on the board.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I had an 8-7. You know what I'm saying? I had 8-7 in the game, and 8-7 came up, and then they turned around and kicked the field goal.
Oh,
and Kansas City, they rolled over the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35, man. And I tell you, just knocked my numbers clean on out.
Right.
Well, I was and my numbers could have came back up if they would have.
Could have, should have.
mm-hmm. But you was like, how much money you going to win, E-Man? Man, I was about to win $500. Well, I was like, backwards and forwards, because the board played backwards and forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, my numbers came up. I was like, please don't nobody score right. And then I called the guy that does the board, you know.
Right.
He said, man, they going to score. You got a whole quarter. I said, well, if they score, at least they can come back and that 8 will show back up. They almost did.
Almost.
But, man, I lost a little $25. Yeah, but all of you that checked out Super Bowl 57, all of you Kansas City Chiefs fans, guess what? You know, y'all the champions, you know. And so maybe next year, all you Dallas Cowboy fans, we'll be up in that next year. Maybe so.
Right.
In the Super Bowl. Right about now, we got the game on. It's the All-Star game on. It just finished halftime. We're checking that out. It's Black History Month. It's Black Love Month. It's Valentine Month. Everything going on this month, huh?
That's a lot going on.
Man, we just celebrated Black Love Day and Black Valentine Day.
We did.
We had a great time, man. I tell you, we had a 2-for-1.
We really did. It was so awesome. So for Black Love Day,
mm-hmm.
February the 13th.
Right.
E-Man, you celebrated our love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you presented me with gifts and et cetera. And for February the 14th, Valentine's Day,
uh-huh.
I celebrated our love. I reciprocated.
Well, you went way loud, too.
And yes, I did.
Boy, I came home and look at him. We finna burn the house down, or what are we getting ready to do up in here?
It was
lit up in here.
You have to create the scene, okay?
I was like, my goodness, and you looking at me like, you know, but it was nice.
I was looking at you like, please don't mess it up. That's all I was thinking.
No, I was trying.
I know you had a long day. So.
Yeah, because I worked 12 hours that day, and man, I looked around. It was candles everywhere, and I was like, well, I so hope that candle don't catch a fire with it. Man, I had the biggest steak ever. Well, you hooked it up, and we celebrated Black Love Day, which was the 13th, and then we celebrated Valentine's Day, which was the 14th. So all month long, it's Black Love Month. You know, so black people celebrate each other.
Right.
You got a boo thing, you got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend. You know, if you got a husband, you got a wife, and I'm getting ready to say something else because, we got all kind of people listening. You know, we got he, she and she together. We got he and he together. Whatever you're doing for love, you know, this is the month to celebrate black love. So you make it do what it do, you know, and listen, it ain't only about words now. You know, put some action to that L-O-V-E.
Love is an action word.
For sure. Yes. That. Well, we had a good time, man. I couldn't have been no more happier. You understand what I'm saying?
All right,
man. Listen, you was all smile.
Sound like I did good.
I was like, man, it don't burn the house down now. I think we got fire insurance on this place.
I was like,
man, there was a calendar everywhere up in here.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't come in turn on lights. Cause I just
I was like, can a brother see up in this camp?
I knew you was going to come in and turn on the lights. Yeah. I said, no.
Like, your brother had to feel this way. And then we paid a light bill around this joint.
That was nice, though. I knew that you would be out late.
I bet my assistant gave you all of that to do. I bet she told you.
No, sir. That was all your wife's ideal, okay?
And
I knew that you would be out late, so I just wanted to create something in your own environment.
Boy.
Which I did.
Yeah, you hooked it up.
And, you know.
I got some nice gifts, man.
Right.
I said, marriage life is pretty good, huh? We had a good time. Well, we see all you guys coming in on the phone lines tonight. We see you guys that's coming in on the network. We're back live over here on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley.
Call us up tonight. I know you're somewhere listening, Miss Davis. Call us up and holler at us. You know they've been honeymooning and, you know, just enjoying life. They walking out life together.
Right.
I know she have a busy schedule, and I think her daughter was wrestling this week. And Lil Riley. Shout out to Lil Riley.
Shout out to Lil Riley.
I want to say she went to the state championship. She's getting ready to go.
All right.
And so, Lil Riley, I want to shout out to you. I mean, you know, just to watch her wrestle, and, you know, she's passionate about it, loving her gift. And so we peacock proud and high and happy of you, Lil Riley.
You know,
because, see, I grew up on wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we grew up watching the Von Erichs.
Yeah.
And so she's in that kind of competition, so I know it keeps Miss Davis Nelman. But shout out to you guys. If you listen, you can call us and let us wish y'all on the air, y'all. You know, I'm so used to saying Miss Davis,
until
I forgot her married name. So I'm just going to refer to her as Miss Davis. Yeah, we're peacock pride and hyena happy of them. But, man, we're glad to be back. We've been busy, but we back. Yeah, man, we've been too busy. Man, they're trying to run around. I mean, you had a big engagement yesterday, and I had an engagement yesterday. And I tell you, there's always something going on over here.
It's always something going on.
I got to have skates and a roller. I had to have a skateboard and skates to hang out with you, man. You're like, man, sit down somewhere. Yeah, but we enjoying life, man. It's all good, and I think the last we was here, man, we did our new segment. The last day we was here live, we did our new segment. It was Bible study on the E-Man After Show. Just a little recap of the last show that we was here. We did a Bible study on the E-Man After Show. It's a new segment that we started.
Yes,
and all the things we wanted to do were. We're inviting Bible scholars, that I call them Bible scholars, those that have been teaching the Word of God and just teaching the Bible, because we recognize since COVID and really, man, people just not in the Word of God, their faith just unwithered in somewhat. And so I come
up with
a new segment, man, and it's called Bible Study on the E-Man After Show, and I done talked to some Sunday school teachers and some pastors, and people are willing to come on. We got 10 more months, because it's not every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and make this a claimer. It's not every Sunday. It's every first Sunday night of the month.
Right.
We're bringing that teacher on just to teach Bible study. And we had one of our good friends. He does a segment over here every Sunday night, which is called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Mm-hmm. He taught us this past Sunday night. Did an awesome job.
Awesome job. He taught on Job out of the book of Job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so awesome. And he dropped some nuggets.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah. We certainly enjoyed it. We got a lot out of it. And I'm just really anticipating all of those that are going to come and just share the word with us.
Yeah. Because, you know, what I wanted to accomplish out of this segment is just really people just to give back to, you know, get back to believe in the Bible.
Right.
And really, those that I'm talking to, I just want a simple teaching of the Bible.
Right.
You know, I don't want nothing deep. I'm not really asking for no hell and fire and brimstone message, especially no message to try to condemn no one.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't want this perfect message where, you know, you are performing to serve God, and, you know, you've got all these rituals and kudos and right. all of these attachments that you have added to the Word of God for people to walk out life with God.
Yes.
Because none of that is really biblical. It's mm-hmm. just man-made stuff.
Right.
But they have took the Word of God and said you have to do it this way and you have to live it this way
right.
and you got to be there. And that's not really Bible.
Mm-hmm.
God made it real plain and simple. And so that's what we trying to get back to is just the plainness of the Word of God, which is only thing you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. That's uh-huh. all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
For your faith to grow, yes, I think you need to be up under a Bible teaching, preaching ministry to
right.
help you grow in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not grow in rules.
Right.
Not grow in trying to perform.
Right.
You know, because that's not gonna get you no kudos with God.
Uh-huh.
The God only moves out. And Fred Bell taught that
uh-huh.
that Sunday, this past Sunday night ago. He taught that real practical because he came from the Job story. Job walked away. When I walked away understanding after he taught, he was real steadfast.
Uh-huh.
I used the word steadfast because I was like, wow, when you listen to this whole story, and that stuff just started coming back to my mind about the whole book of Job.
Uh-huh.
Job was real steadfast. He was strong in belief. He was strong in his faith. He knew without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what came up against him, at the time, he didn't know God had his back like that, but
right.
he was so grounded in what he believed that he didn't take down.
Right.
And that's just, you know, I find myself like that. I listen to a lot of people teachings, mm-hmm. and I listen to a lot of people how they, and this is not to combat nobody and how they teach, because people, you know, we're not all monolithic. People think the way they
right.
think. But to those of you that's in the Word of God and take the Word of God for what it is, you got to believe it. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? I mean, why practice it if you don't believe it?
True.
But I think you being a doctor, the key thing is understanding. I think a lot of us misunderstand and misinterpret the Bible.
Right.
Because we are ignorant to the things of the Word of God and we don't understand.
Or just caught up in the hype of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, what sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things have been misconstrued and has been twisted, you
mm-hmm.
know. And a lot of times we hear people, they'll say something that sounds good, but the question is, do you know the meaning of what's being said,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, E-Man, I know that that's one of the reasons why you have brought this segment
mm-hmm.
to the E-Man After Show, that so that people's faith can be built, right, and
mm-hmm.
rebuilt, and so that there can be a clear understanding of the Word of God.
Right, right.
As you stated, taking the rules away that does not apply.
Right, right, right.
You know, God made it very simple in the Word. He did say confess with our mouth and believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believe in our hearts. Now, we know that, you know, the word is optional, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's measures that we have to take in order to grow,
mm-hmm.
but the initial step is confess.
Right, right,
and
right.
believe.
And you only say through grace by faith. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
So I love the fact that you've brought on this segment, you know, because I feel like regardless of who we are,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter what position we hold, we all can eat from this.
Right, right.
You know, this cycle, it's full of growth and development.
Because if I talk to the different pastors
mm-hmm.
that I've asked to come on and they gave me so much. They was like, wow, you know, this is going to be good because
mm-hmm.
I think every one of them, that even the Sunday school teachers that I talked to, they agreed. They was like, yeah, because Scripture teaches us in the last day there'll be such a turnaway.
Yes,
you know,
great
people
faith,
when you look at all the COVID and you look at all the things that's happening around us,
right?
People are losing hope and faith and. You know, but we are still teaching over people's head.
Mm-hmm.
And in the body of Christ, so many people is teaching a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You know, at this church, you got to live it this way. At this church, you got to live it that way. This denomination, you got to live it this way. Save is if I say everything right,
mm-hmm.
if I be polite to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's white theology anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the mindset of how you perceiving it. You know, like I talked to a couple of pastors. I say, why don't you African-Americans don't never preach that Jesus came as a black man?
Uh-huh.
What is that all about? Because that's the real story.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I told several of them pastors, I said, I wouldn't even read the Bible if Jesus wasn't black.
Uh-huh.
I said, and one pastor said, well, he'll just tell me why. I said, because I think it's another European book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black man.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If I got to see it through white eyes, where do I fit in the Bible?
Mm.
You know, and he said, good point. I said, well, you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
I say, if the real African-American preachers really preach the real Bible,
uh-huh.
it would come out. It's not a thing where we're being hateful. It's not a thing where we're, need to see ourselves in the Bible.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If they trying to take black history out of the school books in school, if they trying to take the blackness out of the Bible, where do we fit in the story?
Right.
And so that means if I got to see the Bible through European eyes, that means I got to live up to what they call perfect.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I see me in the Bible, then I can relate. Because, you know, my Bible reads it like he came as a black man.
Right.
You know, man of color.
Well, that's the description that
mm-hmm.
was given.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get out of the mind frame of it all comes down to the mind setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get out of the mind frame just because someone says, okay, Jesus fits the description
mm-hmm.
that was given in the Word of God, now Bible,
mm-hmm.
of a black man. We have to stop equating that to hate talk.
Yeah, right.
It's
that's
not
right.
activist talk.
No.
It's not hate talk.
Right.
It's clearly agreeing with what's in the Word of God. Now, we know that God is a God of all colors, right?
Right.
But he decided to send Jesus
mm-hmm.
here as a black man. So with that being said, who are we? If I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, all these other things, then who am I to deny the description of Jesus? Take a portion of the word and not all of the word of God? But what it is, Enet, is
mm-hmm.
controversial, right?
Right.
And what it is, it's a people, they associate it with hate.
Right.
When you start talking black and all this stuff, people think about activists. They go back into time, right,
mm-hmm.
in their minds, and they automatically feel like, okay, now you're getting ready to preach hate. No, I'm celebrating who he was.
Right, and why are we talking about this? Because it's Black History Month.
Right, this is Black History Month.
And so, yeah, we want to educate and help you to understand, especially if you're going to read your Bible. And since we're doing Bible study mm-hmm. on the E-Man After Show every first Sunday of the month,
mm-hmm.
I just ask these pastors, you know, it's just a provoking thought to get them to think. And a lot of them, it's clear that they really, really have been brainwashed and taught so confusing
mm-hmm.
until they keep that narrative going. And then they don't want to deal with it.
Right.
You know,
right.
But there is a scripture in the Bible said, in order to get to the Father, you have to come through the Son.
Listen, Jesus is the door. God will not hear you if you neglect to acknowledge his Son. Meaning, if you don't acknowledge that Jesus came,
mm-hmm.
God's not going to hear that. Because why? That's the whole reason for Jesus coming, so that we can have a connection with the Father.
And so since you denying he's not a man of color, you just denied the Son. So you can't get to the Father as long as you're denying the Son. So wake up, people. Wake up, everybody.
We need to be educated, and we mm-hmm. need to really, really study the Word and
mm-hmm.
really, really accept what it is and not what we was taught that it was, because this is what I can't get with as I begin to grow and mature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when we were younger, we saw all the pictures of the Lord's Supper, where Jesus and the disciples was at the table, and we saw the white Jesus and the white disciples, right?
Right.
And so somebody read the Word of God, and this is just me paraphrasing their mm-hmm. walk and their journey.
Mm-hmm.
They read the Word of God, and they said, wow, wait a minute. The Word of God says that Jesus had skin of bronze. He had hair of wool.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes was fiery red as
mm-hmm.
if, right?
Right.
Let me draw this Jesus. And when that Jesus was created on the picture, it was deemed to be the devil.
Right.
That's an insult.
Oh, for sure.
It's an insult. And now let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
being young and being unlearned,
mm-hmm.
we heard that from the older generation. Get those pictures out your house, this, that, and the other. Okay, but you told me to get the Jesus with the description of the black man out my house. But what did you say about the Jesus with the white man?
Right.
Now, this is not hate talk. This is education.
Right, right, right.
So it's very disturbing what we accept. And a lot of things we accept because we were taught it. And we were taught it by misinformed individuals. That's no shade. It's that, as you stated, Iman, you said something the other week that that's really true. You said our ancestors, they couldn't read.
Right.
You know, they so it was hard for them to determine what was really right and what was wrong.
Right, right,
and
right.
That information, that misinformation was passed down to us.
Yeah, well, y'all gonna get some education on the E-Man After Show, and why? Because we are trying to get back to the simple teachings of the Bible. What is the simple teaching? And we're talking about, because mostly every prophet or every person that was used in the Bible was a man of color.
Hebrew is,
at the end of the day,
the Hebrew people they were of the dark complected. You had the black people. Mm-hmm. You had the Hebrew word when we began to really dig. Now let me just say this, because I do have to be accountable. A lot of us, I can speak for myself, when we go out to speak the word of God and to preach the word of God, I'm going to, for myself, in the past, I didn't preach on the skin complexion of Jesus. I didn't preach on the race of Jesus,
right?
But the more I begin to really see our people and see how gifted our people are and see the struggle and the generation of struggle, I realize that there's a correlation somewhere between the life of Jesus and us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me look deeper, look deeper. And it's not hate speech, it's knowing who we are as a people. And when we can really, really take away the hate part, right? Because I love everybody. Don't say we. I love everybody.
No, don't say we.
So I love everybody. So it's for me, it's strictly knowing who we are. Who we are, and also acknowledging the word of God for what it really is, not taking away because something looks, to be honest, perverse.
Right. And Mandy, you know, and we're talking about this tonight because we got 2 minutes before we go to our 3 minutes before we go to our segment. Right. Yeah, we're having this kind of conversation because it's Black History Month, and one of the things that when we sit back and we talk about these kind of things, a lot of us are unlearned because we've been taught. You know, in other words, let's just talk about the Christian community and being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
It's been taught from a perspective, you got to be right with it. Everything got to be perfect with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, you know, white is the next thing is being right and perfect. And so if you are a different color or you been colored by nature's sun, that's just, I mean, even in prison, when you start looking at those guys that went to prison and started understanding words or how to read, it was certain names. This is why the Malcolm X and the Farrakhan's and the Elijah Muhammad, they changed their name to X. You understand what I'm saying? Because the name that was in most names in the dictionary or what we used to have, what we call phone books, you was gonna see great names like Smith, Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? A lot of our name was Underbrook, Muddy Water. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because those names didn't symbolize goodness and greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So the mindset of the teachings of the Bible is you got to be so perfect to be saved.
Mm.
You got to walk this narrow line where everybody's watching you to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in other words, if you don't walk a certain way, quote unquote, of being perfect, well, then you must not be saved. If you listen to Fred Bell last Sunday night ago when he was teaching, he taught it to where it's not a perfect walk. None of us is perfect.
Right.
And so we trying to live out our Christian walk of dotting every I and every T. Okay, I'm going to pray every day.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to read my Bible every day. All of that's good. because that goes along with the religion that you're practicing.
Yeah, we actually should be doing those things.
You should be doing those, but that don't make you saved.
Right.
Because I know some guys up under the bridge read the Bible every day.
Right.
I know some guys up under the bridge pray every day. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? What makes you saved? What sets you apart? What puts your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life? He made it simple for a baby to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that you are. It is impossible to please God without faith and belief.
Mm-hmm.
He made it plain. Man have made it hard. I mean, man, a lot of times if you listen to a lot of people teaching and preaching, you don't know if you can live saved or not by the time they get through because they done added too much to it.
Right.
They done took away the things that God meant for it to be. And so now, if you don't wear the long dress, you must ain't saved. If you don't wear makeup, if you wear pants to church, if you don't do, and so it becomes out of a routine, it becomes out of just obligation. You are going through the motions.
Right.
Because what you got to understand is saved is not about a feeling.
Right.
Nobody feels saved because saved don't come with a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Saved is not about it's not about works. Mm-hmm. You understand? Should any man boast? That don't make you saved.
Right.
What makes you saved is your belief in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You are only saved through grace through faith. And until we get back to the plain teachings of that, you don't have to come back and do anything.
Yeah, and I think it's for the younger people, right? That's coming up. The young adults, younger people, they're not moved. They're not moved by what sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not moved by the dressing and what looks good and the persona that people try to put on. These young people are not moved by that. These young people are hungry for the real thing. Now, we have some that have been caught up in the New Age religion, which is pure witchcraft.
Right, right.
But and for the ones that says, God, I really want you. I want what's real. They want the real thing. They're tired of the antics. They're tired of the religion. They want Jesus for real.
Right.
And standing in their face with a Bible saying, you have to this, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in their face trying to look perfect is not working.
For
they
sure
want to know, how did you make it through?
Mm-hmm.
How did you really make it through? They want the good, they want the bad, and they want the ugly. And that's what the true testimonies come in
and
to
if,
play.
And if you're not being all of you that's on the network tonight, on the phone line, in the body of Christ, you got to be real transparent today.
Right.
You got to reach them where they are. And so this is why we are doing this segment, because we're trying to get the believer to build their faith back up.
Because
it is very impossible to please God without faith. I ain't talking about man. A lot of us, we're into pleasing man.
Right.
We're not really pleasing God. We think we are.
When we're pleasing God, we're not worried about what man thinks.
You're
it's
right,
all
right.
about pleasing the Father.
And so what does that consist of?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, believing
right.
and having faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without a shadow of a doubt right now,
mm-hmm.
without a shadow of a doubt right now, I'm like a whole lot of people that's on this network tonight or on the phone lines. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life right now.
Amen.
You know why?
Why?
Because he holds the key. Didn't know. Only his son died on the cross.
Right.
That's who I have to look up to.
That's right.
And so I don't have to get approval from nobody else to be saved. I don't have to get, I don't have to watch you. I don't have to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he laid the blueprint out for what I need to do. And I already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I done that, I believe what I done.
Right.
And so that qualifies me. Now, do I need my faith to grow in this? Do I need my belief to grow in this? Yes, this is why I talk to each and every Sunday school teacher and pastor. I say the thing we are trying to accomplish through this segment is allowing people to get back into the Bible and begin to study God's word for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Stop going off of heresy.
Yes.
Stop going off of, you know, if somebody went to church today, if you ask them what did they pastor preach about, they don't remember.
Right.
At the moment they heard it, they didn't write it down. They didn't write the title down. They're not going to go back and study this week. So guess what? They took his word for it.
And the cycle of emotionalism is real. It's so real. And that's one of the reasons, Eman, why when a person get through And I'm all for praising God. Mm-hmm. I am so for it. But when a person sometimes get through praising God, they can't tell you what the message was about, because a lot of times we can get caught up in emotionalism, but we will confuse it for a movement of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it's so important that we get into the Word of God and we eat of the Word,
you know,
and we rightfully divide the Word of truth,
right,
so we can know how to properly identify when it's us, ourselves, when it's God, and when an illusion is being created.
And y'all say, well, why are y'all talking about that? Because it's Black History Month.
It is Black History
Month. And we're trying to educate our Black people.
Right.
Over here on the E-Man After Show. And so, man, are we 5 minutes over?
We are.
We got a segment to do. It's called Encouragement for the Soul. But I just want to shout out to Mr. Fred Bell, because he taught us the last Sunday we was here, mm-hmm. and he taught a good lesson.
He did.
Coming from Job 1-12.
Right.
And he said, I believe he said, I don't have my notes right here, but if I can remember, he said, you had a right to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the name of his thing. Every one of us have a right to be tested.
We do.
And when God tests us like he tested Job, as Fred Bell was teaching the lesson so eloquently, he understood the storms he went through.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember him saying, take your name and put your name in the part where Job's name was.
Right.
So we had to put our name in the story. And if you can put your name in the story to understand that Job's faith was steadfast, so mine is steadfast.
Yes.
My faith, I'm steadfast in my belief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm steadfast in love. I'm steadfast in obedience, because that's what I got out of the lesson in the 45 minutes that he taught.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And if he considered, God knew Job.
Right, right.
And if God considered, the battle was already won.
Listen, man, this is the longest recap we've done since we've been.
Right.
This is the recap of the E-Man After Show where we were here last.
It was good. That word was good. So shout out to Deacon Fred Bell.
Yeah, so let's go to our segment, because he probably like, y'all way over time on my segment.
Right.
Let's go to his segment. That was just our recaps, because we was out last week. And so we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul. With Fred Bell.
Is there somebody out there tonight that needs to be healed? Well, I'm here to tell you that God has healed you. He healed you from men, and we're healed by his stripes. Sometimes we go through life, and we deal with certain things in life that we feel like we can't be healed from. We know we all going to face some type of disease. We're going to face some type of sickness. We're going to have something that will get us down. But the healing that we need comes from the inside. All the time, healing is not the physical healing. We need to be spiritually healed. So there may be someone out there tonight who needs to be healed from the inside out. Did someone do something to you that hurt you so deep that you need to be healed? Are you suffering from something that you need to be healed from? But let me tell you tonight that God can touch you. He can deliver you. He can set your soul free. Because when we're released from the bondage, those things that are holding us from truly worshiping God, we are healed. Because when we pray for healing, we need to ask to be healed from the inside first, then heal us from the outside. Because it does us no good if we're healed from the outside, but then our insides are still torn up. So tonight, we have to proclaim the healing that God has given us, because he sent his only begotten Son down to die for us. When he sent Jesus Christ to die for us, he gave us grace and mercy. So therefore, our hearts are mended. We are whole again when we believe in him. And what makes us righteous with Christ? It's our faith in him. So once we have faith in him that he will do it, we can be healed. We can be healed from those things, the words that hurt us. We can be healed from the things that come upon us that are called sickness that are supposed to kill us. I am a living witness of stage 4 cancer that I survived because of what? Because of the faith I had in God. So if he will do it for me, he will do it for you. So tonight, proclaim your healing. Stand up and profess your faith in Christ, and know by his stripes, we are healed. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
You so black.
You so black. When you smile, the stars come out. You so black. When you born, the God come out black as night. Black when it's wrong and black when it's right. Black is pyramids and mathematics. Black is melanized in magic. Black is televised and in need of drastic black advancement. Black enhances, black with chances. Black with privilege, black with pride. Black on purpose, on the black hand side. Black and beautiful. Black and blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord, black and blessed. Black and so much more. Black and nothing less. Black and educated. Black is brilliant. Black is strong. Black is resilient. Black is song. Black is infinite, like hip-hop or space. Black is grace. Black is love. Black makes babies. Black babies grow up. Black is tough. Black is hard to do. Black is me. Black is you. Black is not something we get to choose, but it is something we get to cherish. It's something we get to wear, and we get to rock this with honor. I'm black like my granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandma. Black is that lift every voice and sing. Black is that letting your freedom ring and resound. Black is adjective, adverb, color, and noun. You so black. Ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. Yeah. Baby, you so black. When you're born, the God come out.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. We're back on the E-Man After Show. Welcome back to the ride, everybody. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us over there on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Mm-hmm. We want to appreciate all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines tonight, all of you guys that's on the network. It's Black History Month. You so black. You so black. Mm-hmm. Black is beautiful.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm proud to be black and yet to be United States, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join the conversation, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation because we're recognizing Black History Month, and we want to appreciate all of you that's celebrating Black History Month, because she said, you so black. Man, I remember it was a joke. You know, they used to do the mama jokes, right? This guy did his mama joke. He said, your mama so black. Your mama so black. When she went to night school, they marked her absent. There was a comedian that I went to see. We went to the improv, and he was doing that. I can't think of the comedian name, but, you know, that's when they was doing the mama jokes. But,
right. But man,
black people are brilliant.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk about a lot of ventures that we have created and really didn't get the credit for it, but we created them and we made them and we patented them, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of people don't recognize. See, when you talk about the red light.
You're right.
When you talk about the red light, it was two white guys that created the red light.
Right.
But they didn't call it the red light because they didn't know what to call it. And so when they created the Red Light Mandy, and this is just a little history fact to all of you that don't really know your history, they created the red and the green light,
mm-hmm.
but it was a black man created the yellow light, and he put the yellow light with the green and the red light, and he named it the red light. And he got the credit for naming the red light because they created it, but they never patented it. They never put a name to it.
Mm-hmm.
He put a color into it because they think was what was the red for and what was the green for.
Uh-huh.
And he created the yellow, and then they began to call it the red light.
Mm-hmm.
And a black man did that. And we're going to give you their names. We're going to give you the ventures of a lot of things in our next show. We're going to why? Because I'm in the Dallas Independent School District. You know what I'm saying? And they're teaching a lot of our young people this, you know, especially this month.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the ice cream scooper. You know, the ice cream scooper that you dip your ice cream with. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you now, but I'm going to tell you why that was created and who was it created by and why it was created.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Our people are some brilliant people.
We are.
You know what I'm saying?
We are inventors. We're creators.
Mm-hmm.
Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a lot to us, you know?
Right,
and
right.
It's really, you know, when we go back and we begin to research, we find out a lot of things that have been invented,
mm-hmm.
was initially invented by a black person, and someone else took the credit due to lack of funding.
And due to lack of funding, and then a lot of them got the credit because they was able to get a patent and put up under their name, where that person that really created and came up with the mindset and the idea. Oh, we got the adventures. You know, I was talking to several teachers, and man, when they laid out the adventures of a lot of just our creativity of us as a people,
mm-hmm.
and it's so unfortunately, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunately, we don't really hear about it to this time of the month.
True.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not taught all the way through the school year. It's only taught in this month. I work in the Dallas Independent School District down here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show. It's amazing to me as I walk around in the classrooms and watching them teach and pointing to these students. You know, they don't even understand what a hot comb is. Where did it come from?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, most people don't know it was a black man created the toaster.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
All these adventures that the airplane, the first airplane was created by three young men out of Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? They built the first airplane.
Mm.
And then they created how are we going to get this airplane? It's the Wright brothers, by the way, just in case you don't know that. The Wright brothers, it was three black brothers together. They created the first airplane down in Kennedy, Texas. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And they wanted to figure out how can they get this airplane to get up in the air and stay.
Right.
A lot of black folk don't know that.
Mm.
And out of that airplane that they created, we got American Airlines, we got Southwest Airlines,
yeah.
we got all the airlines. Why? Because they came up with the concept of they created the plane, how they going to get it even in the air to stay in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you won't find out your real history at SMU.
Right.
You're going to find this out at TSU.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so those of us, if we're not educated, if we don't know, We'll play down a real, real strong history.
Right.
We'll play down a real, real strong knowing who we are, because if you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are.
Mm.
Our people was a brilliant people.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We was talking about this over on your show. Ain't nothing like a bad black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so when I look back at the Rosa Parks, when
mm-hmm.
I look back at all of these women that fought for us, the Tillmans, and all of these great mindset and these
right.
great women that got bit by dogs and studied with the Coretta Keys, all of these people that fought in the struggle for us. When you talk about Wendy Mandela,
mm-hmm.
not only Nelson Mandela,
mm-hmm.
but if you start talking about Wendy Mandela, you know, you got to understand it, a lot of the setting the people free from apartheid in Africa. Nelson Mandela got the credit because he did it, but it was that strong sister that he had behind him.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know our history. You understand? We're standing on our religion that we practice is on the backbone of our people.
Right.
Because we as the black people, we have a strong belief in our religion. It was those marching down by the riverside that got us here where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you could imagine Mud Dia and Big Mama and Grandmama and them that was fighting back there in the struggle,
right,
was marching in the streets along with the why? Because it's the freedom that we're living in today.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of us are, you know, we think we free,
mm-hmm,
but we really not free because we're enchained and enslaved in our mind.
True.
And especially in Christendom. Mm-hmm. In Christendom, we have been enslaved in our minds through the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that because I challenge pastors. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Why? Because if you're not really teaching us for real,
mm-hmm,
you're still having us in bondage. This is not about hate
right,
at all.
Right.
But we are still, because we're not free in our, this is why scripture teaches us, it is the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it is God that we serve God with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we serve God with our mind. And so if our minds are not renewed to the things that's correct, you'll follow that blueprint and you'll start thinking you're doing everything right, but you won't study who you are. You won't study your history, so you don't really get the truth.
Right.
I think it's somewhere over in the Bible. I know where it is, but that's for you that don't know where it is. He said it is the truth that not make you free. It'll set you free. And a lot of people are not free because they don't know real truth. And so when we talk like this, people shy away from these kind of conversations because we done been brainwashed to be good.
Mm.
We done been brainwashed, you know, you saved, so you supposed to love everybody. You understand what I'm saying? You saved,
mm-hmm,
and you supposed to treat everybody right. You
yeah,
know, no matter if they do you a certain way, you supposed to love them and care about them anyway. That's a mindset, and let me say it this
right,
way, Mandy. That's a mindset.
Uh-huh.
Because I ain't finna let you keep just doing me a type way.
Right.
Why? Because I'm not ignorant. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not explaining, if you're not rightly divided, I'm going to use that word,
mm-hmm,
you're not rightly divided. And so this is what the misconception come in. So now we trying to live out some perfect and we allow people to step over you,
mm-hmm,
use you.
Yeah, passive.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was not passive.
Because he was a black man.
And
that's why.
I agree with we supposed to love everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do supposed to love everyone and treat everyone good. Matthew 5,
mm-hmm,
you know, Beatitudes, you know, tells us that those that persecute us talk about us. However, there's wisdom in everything.
But see,
right?
A lot of people, they stop right there. They don't really, really finish reading Matthew.
Right.
And they don't really write it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So,
mm-hmm,
yes, we do good to those because Jesus was the Jesus real life, he walked it out, but he's the metaphor for us as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," right?
Mm-hmm.
He walked this walk out for us. But however, there's wisdom in loving. I can love you and not allow you in my space. Not allowing you in my space can be to protect my peace.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean you're not forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
When I pass you in the street, I can say, "How you doing, sister?" and really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean after you burnt my first house down, you're welcome back into my second home.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't. That's not what forgiveness is.
Right, right.
Forgiveness
right,
starts from the heart posture. So
okay,
a lot of times, mm-hmm, we take the word of God and well, first of all, let me say this. Let me go back.
Mm-hmm.
We talk manipulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how we was taught the word. Well, there were manipulation tactics put in place during slavery.
Of course.
And I believe that our people have carried over the manipulation tactics. And this is why people are being stepped on. This is why people are so passive.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus, he was loving, Jesus was caring, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was not passive.
For sure that.
So at the same time, we are to be loving and we are to be forgiving and we are to be caring. But that does not mean that that people are just a step over you,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if somebody's just being stepped on, used and abused, I'm like, well, okay, what type of God are you really serving that you're being stepped on like this? And it's not God that we're being stepped on. It's us allowing it. Mm-hmm. I can forgive you, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
and I can choose to separate myself from you because you're not healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's wisdom.
Right.
So go ahead.
At the end of the day, you talked about Matthews, and the reason me and I challenge people mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, all of that is correct. But mm-hmm. if you don't get the right understanding, mm-hmm. if it's not rightly divided, everything that you explain, that's why it happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, wisdom teaches me totally different,
mm-hmm.
Sanity to me is doing the same thing over and over, right. looking for a different result. As I read the Bible, Jesus was a radical man.
Mm-hmm.
He was up in your face. He mm-hmm. wasn't. He wasn't this perfect man that. He was very confrontational. He wasn't this little passive guy walking around. You know, Jesus was, according to the Bible. Now, mm-hmm. he was doing some. Who eat locusts and honey? You understand what I'm saying?
I think that goes with, but I think that's connected with the times too.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
but in that time,
right?
And you can bring it up to this time because if he was doing different things in that time,
mm-hmm.
He was set apart from all of us,
right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was doing things on days that he wasn't supposed to be doing things
because he was breaking the customs.
You understand
and the
what I'm saying? That's what I'm
men.
Talking about.
He was breaking the rules that did not apply.
That's what I'm talking
there was
about.
Things that were set in place that was unreachable. We never would have felt like we were able to get to the Father due to the way the rules were set.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as you're saying now, I'm with you. People are still living by these same rules,
mm-hmm.
not the same rules, but the same way
of this
living.
Time. Today,
yes,
of this time.
Time. Mm-hmm. And instead of just living by Bible,
right?
You have to be this way. Well, don't wear that. Well, you shouldn't put this on. And when we go into the Word of God, because I was one of those that grew up believing that you couldn't wear pants, right?
Right. Okay.
But as I began to study the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and I began to realize the Lord was saying, portraying a man, trying to be like a man. I began to really realize what Scripture was teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to betray a man and be like a man, because I believe Scripture, regardless of what
uh-huh.
I believe Scripture. So whether it's right or wrong, I stand on what Scripture say, right?
Right.
I'm not with the New Age movement. I'm with Jesus.
Uh-huh.
So at the same, but
mm-hmm.
all this wearing the makeup and all this extra stuff growing up in, I was non-denomination,
okay.
but they operate more so like holiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of different, I remember growing up and
mm-hmm.
I was about what?
This
seven,
is Black History Month for y'all on the network.
Right.
We're trying to get y'all to understand. And then I don't mean to interrupt you,
you
so people can follow what we're talking about. We're trying to get you as African Americans to understand most of the people that you read in the Bible looks mm-hmm. like me and you.
Right.
But it's not taught that away.
It's not. And
mm-hmm.
and when it's stated
mm-hmm.
and when it's verbalized openly, it's deemed to be so negative. That's an insult. That
mm-hmm.
is such an insult. If we really knew, that's why we have to shift our mind setting from everything black taught hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's really saying, Enan. Mm-hmm. When people come and you start talking that way
mm-hmm.
and they deem it to be hate. Black talk is not hate.
For sure.
And that's why a lot of us have been taught not to love us.
And
that's why you mm-hmm. too black to sit amongst. That's why when you look at Hollywood, the dark-complected person,
mm-hmm.
it's changing now slowly, but the dark-complected person didn't get the role,
Right.
That's why, because we were taught self-hate. They hated us, and we were taught we supposed to hate ourselves. Now, it was done in a manipulative way,
mm-hmm.
but it was done. It was done the same with the same craftiness that the slave owners use to manipulate the Word of God against our people so that they can control us.
And very, very good point right there, because if you fast forward that to 2023,
mm-hmm.
this is why we are talking to the black pastor, they're doing the same thing in this day.
Mm.
To manipulate the people to follow a blueprint of being perfect, you got to do it this way because you got to understand they didn't understand this back in that day because they wasn't educated enough.
Right.
Now that God have allowed us to be educated, we to articulate, we are smarter now. We got enough resources. We got people that know how to really, really understand words and word meanings and the research. It's becoming plain, and so it's breaking down the stronghold in the mindset of, oh, okay, well, you know, I recognize now I don't have to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be a perfect Christian because the only perfect man is Jesus. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when you put it like where you just stated it a while ago, we in 2023, if you sit and listen to a lot of teachings today, if you, I'll get some feedback from somewhere. But if you listen to a lot of teachers today, Mandy, at the end of the day, there is people. Let me. Are you getting? I get a lot of feedback from somewhere. Can you hear me?
I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. You're getting a lot of teachers today. This is how they're still teaching. Is to control the minds of the believer. If you're ignorant to the things in the Word of God, you're going off of what you're being taught by someone that may not been educated enough to teach. I'm not talking about a person read books.
Right.
Because I read books.
Right.
You understand? I can say I read books. I'm not talking about a person that's teaching because they done did a lot of studying books.
They've done their due diligence. You're talking about someone that followed someone else. They basically have been passed down the tools of manipulation. You know, they didn't know they were manipulated.
Exactly.
They believe what they believe because they don't know. And that's what you're speaking of.
And that's why you can't be ignorant. This is why you can't be ignorant to the Bible and the things of God, because most of us that sit in our churches today, you're sitting up on a teacher and leader being passed down that kind of a teaching.
That's true. But that's why you have to get – we have to be in the Word of God for ourselves.
That's what he
and
told you.
And we pray, and we pray.
Paul, as a black man, told you, study to show yourself approved.
Yes, and then we allow the Lord to give a certain revelation as well. I am one of those people, E-Man, where I do feel like I agree with you. But I'm one of those people where I do feel like I know we're not perfect,
right?
But I do feel like we have to uphold a certain standard.
And that's
right?
different what we're talking about.
Right. So that's why I'm going there. We do have to uphold a certain standard. However, we were never, ever advised by the Word of God to pretend anything, to fake it until we make it. We were never advised to do that. And I just feel like fake it until you make it is a lie that stemmed from the pits of hell.
So explain to our listeners, what do you, when you say fake it till you make it, what do you mean when you say that? Because in understanding the Word of God, if you, and I'm going to ask you this away. And we're around the domino table. You understand what I'm saying? And being Black History Month, one of the things, man, that I share with you and share with others, this time of the month, and we're talking about over in Christendom, everybody going to get holy now. Everybody going to get real spiritual this month because they don't want to deal with these kind of conversations. To me, it's a hide behind the Bible type kind of stuff. Oh, well, I'm not going to touch on that. You know, why do we got to talk about black and white? You're going to hear all that this month.
Right.
Everybody's going to be real spiritual this month. But when you really start talking about this and the reason why we're talking about it, because our people suffer from the lack of knowledge.
Right.
You know, we are suffering from the lack of knowledge. If you can believe a simple Bible, a passage in the Bible, well, God said he'll take sickness away from you. If you can just bleed that by faith, he'll do it because he said his word will never turn void. The reason why most people that can't receive their healings today, we just heard a segment that Deacon Freya Bell was talking about in the segment. You know why most people don't really receive their healing? Is because they think they did something that God won't heal them. Most people today, then you got a lot of people, they practice witchcraft. They just bring sickness. They call sickness on themselves. They sick every other day. You understand what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, most people, believers today, are not walking in the healing as the scripture have taught us. Is because okay, if I cussed you out because you made me mad, mm-hmm. well, now God ain't going to heal me.
Self, not forgiving self.
Mm-hmm. And you follow me because Deacon Bell, what did he say in his teachings a few weeks ago? When he closed out his thing was, first of all, you got to learn how to forgive yourself and mm-hmm. stop walking in self-condemnation.
Right.
Where am I going with that? We all going to do some stuff.
Right.
But it does. God's love is not like man's love. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing I was talking to pastors about. We got to stop teaching God, bringing God down to human form.
Right.
Teaching like way we think he would do it because mm-hmm. his ways are not our ways.
Right.
And his thoughts are not our thoughts. And we're trying to make, we think we got God figured out. None of us got God figured out.
You know, that mm-hmm. is so true. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to really catch the meaning of that,
mm-hmm.
of bringing God down to human form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in our minds, we think, well, this is what the word of God says.
And this is
well,
what God would
do.
Well,
this is what God says, yes. But sometimes it's the word of God, but the way we act it out, do we really act it out the way God intended for us to?
Right, right.
A lot of times we've seen this in the church where we called it living for Christ, but yet the act of it was hate.
Mm.
The act of it was being biased, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
when Jesus loved all of us, you know.
Right,
the
right.
act of it was discrimination, you know, like, Jesus told all us to come, right?
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
That's what we're all sinners. We're all sinners. That's
right,
why he
right,
said
right.
come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like, well, you're good enough to come and be a part, but not this person.
Mm-hmm.
Not this person because they have this sin or that sin. You know, it was picking and choosing.
Right, right.
But Jesus never picked and chose. He said, come.
Right, right. And so, Amanda, when I think about that being Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
when I really think about if we really got into the Bible and really taught it from a culturally standpoint
mm-hmm.
and really understanding what we're teaching and what we're saying, because we got people walking around today trying to, like I shared 2 weeks ago, you're trying to be saved instead of just being saved.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if you say, well, E-Man, why are y'all talking about that on you? Because it's the E-Man after show and we're around the domino table. And this is how E-Man does it.
Right. And when you get a chance, I want to answer your question.
And so, Mandy, you know, because I have I get to deal with a whole lot of pastors.
Right, right.
And you already know this because now that you're running with me,
uh-huh.
I pick a whole lot of their brains from the standpoint of, okay, you know, you may be sharing this. Let me ask you this question. And it's not to be combative.
Right.
Reason why I do that, I just want them to walk away to think, you know, if you're trying to challenge me, because I can't set up on the weak guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't set up on the perfect preacher neither.
Right.
Because if I set up on the perfect preacher, if I follow all perfect saved folk, you know what's going to happen with me? It may not happen with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start looking to you as God.
Right.
You
right.
understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to take my eyes off of the God,
mm-hmm.
which is the creator. You become my God.
Uh-huh.
Because after all, if you saying I got to do it your way and you dot every I and you don't make no mistakes and you're going to do that, well, then because I'm not operating off of faith, I'm thinking I got to live it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't live it that way, I come up short. And so for me to keep my eyes on the creator,
mm-hmm.
knowing now we're not talking, don't misunderstand us on the network, on the phone line. We're not advocating for you to go out there and sin. You sin anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not advocating for you to go out there and do because everybody's sin.
Right.
It's not a Christian that don't sin.
Right.
And if you tell anybody that you just sin,
because
we all, Fred told you that in his lessons last, every Christian sin.
Right.
It's not a Christian person on earth without sin.
True.
And so every one of us every day need Jesus. Every
yeah.
one of us. And even if you think you holy, then
uh-huh.
die.
Uh-huh.
You need to pray this prayer that you hear us all pray. God, forgive us of our sins willfully
uh-huh.
and unwillfully. The sins that we know we create or make are the sins we don't. Because trust me, we do. Why? And that's a long right there. If you really look into that,
mm-hmm.
it would teach you that at the end of the day, you still need to come to the cross no matter who you are.
Yes.
I don't care how many times you pray. I don't care how many times you go to church on a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night. You got some people in the church every time the doors is open.
That's true.
You need Jesus at the end of the day.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? Which suggests to me, man, and then you can make your point.
Mm-hmm.
Which suggests to me, you know, you ain't going to get it right till you get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
While you on this side of the earth, you understand what's going to please the Almighty God, my opinion, is based off of the word that I read,
mm-hmm.
that what's pleasing in his eyesight is your belief in your faith in him. No matter who you are, you say, well, E-Man, are you saying all I got to believe and have faith and I'm going to make it to heaven? Yeah, you're going to make it. I don't know if you're going to stay there, but you're going to make it. Because, see, this is the other flip side of it. I used to hear preachers say, you ain't going to even make it to heaven. You're going to die and go straight to hell.
Mm.
Well, how they going to get judged if they're going to go straight to hell? You got to go by heaven to get judged to go to hell, right? And so that's what his words say. Every man going to be judged on the judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we to be cast in the lake of fire, we only being judged by the things that God judged us by, not by what man judged us by. I ain't in heaven, but I guarantee you it's a lot of people that think some people are up there, they ain't up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people up there that they think wasn't going to be up there. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? Why? Because down here we got it confused
mm-hmm.
in thinking that we got all the God answers,
right.
And we no. Every one of us is working out our own salvation
yeah.
with God. And so, what pricks me it may not prick you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? What may convict you may not convict me.
Right.
Why? Because none of us monolithic. And I don't even like hanging around a whole lot of people that think alike.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't grow.
Right.
If I had to think like you and do it your way, and everybody in your church do it that way, I'm running up out of there.
Right.
Why? Because at the end of the day, y'all all doing the same thing, so I wouldn't see, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I need to be somewhere that I'm going to be challenged in my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be challenged in the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be challenged in the Word. This is why I study the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started studying the Bible a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I won't be ignorant to the things of God.
Right.
And not be willing to, and so what a good Bible teacher would do, they would teach you, but they would tell you to go back and study. And a lot
yes.
of times when you have Q&A and you ask questions, a lot of them get confused because they don't know how to answer it. And
mm-hmm.
so they use scripture to try to get out of an answer,
mm-hmm.
which is wrong, by the way,
mm-hmm.
which is really a spirit of witchcraft, because now you're trying to manipulate because you're trying to control the mind. And when you find out you can't control people's mind, this is what normally happens. You become cliquish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you become like a little, oh, let me bag off because, you know, he's not. No. I just challenge you because you didn't know. And
mm-hmm.
since I'm not ignorant to it, you don't want to answer why, because you think it's confrontational.
Right.
And so this is why I share with the pastor. Man, these pastors have been sharing stuff with me. But, man, do you know what concerns me? The pastors that have been sharing, and these people in the Word of God, I did have three pastors to tell me just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come on and teach, I asked them on the air, so just in case y'all think I didn't ask them.
Right.
You know. They each and every one of them told me if we really taught the Word of God like that, a lot of our churches would be shut down. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, yeah, because you know now I really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because it's not following the traditional teachings. If every pastor that really taught this Bible right, if they taught it right for the minds of the people to get free,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they'll lose a lot of people.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
why? Because this blueprint been, I call it a stronghold.
Uh-huh.
And that stronghold is so strong. No, we can't let you come in and change that. Not because this been taught like this for years. So it takes you. And so to all of you people that think people is weird out there because they don't do it your way and see it your way and they don't follow you, before you judge them, because I think there is a scripture that says, judge not lest you be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Before you judge them, make sure you know what you're talking about. You know, because
yeah.
if you don't know the Word of God for yourself and you start telling somebody that's trying to help you and give you truth, It's just like my pastor was preaching today. Bishop Jakes did such an awesome job on today. And just like he shared today, he done put the work in. And everything he's trying to do, he's trying to give you the tools to do it.
Right.
It's going to be some people that ain't going to even work those tools.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because like he said on today, he done already did all of that.
Yes. And I love the fact that I love the fact he stated what he's offering is not for him, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that. And it was because he was standing in the confidence mm-hmm. of where he is now.
Right.
Of how he's grown, of what he has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much humility in it, and it was confidence working at the same time.
And he's always been like that since I've known him, man. And so what did he offer today? The marketplace.
Yes, he did.
And so offering the marketplace in Christendom, it throws a lot of Christians. Because you got to understand the mindset has been taught that you don't run with the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You don't associate with the market. The particular scripture is what? Come out from among them and be ye separated. Most people don't even know what that means.
And you know what? That's mm-hmm. why a lot of people mm-hmm. are stuck, and that's why a lot of churches are not growing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're to be honest, a mm-hmm. lot of people are stubborn. A lot of churches, because they're going to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to open up. They refuse to let anybody in, and they refuse to let change
mm-hmm.
come about. Right.
Right. Right.
And so when you're stubborn, there's no room for growth.
Right. Right.
So
right.
A lot of times, a lot of pastors that are still stuck in a certain error, they're not growing.
Right.
Listen, it's okay. We don't have all the answers. And sometimes the Lord will send somebody fresh in with new ideas to come in, not to change the blueprint, but to expand the blueprint.
And I like what Bishop Jake said today. He said, we're going to give you a little Bible. We're going to give you some preaching. We're going to mm-hmm. give you some worship. But he's offered in a marketplace. He's
right.
trying to bring the non-Christians and the Christians together
mm-hmm.
because there is a scripture that Paul, since everybody referred back to Paul, mm-hmm. I didn't live in Paul's day, so I don't know who Paul is. I mm-hmm. just read about him. At the end of the day, you know, I live in the T.D. Jakes era. I didn't mm-hmm. live in the Paul era. So even Paul said, since that's what everybody referred to, he even said in the last days, the wheat and the tares should come up together
yes,
and let
is.
God does the separation.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would do the separation in the last days,
mm-hmm.
not us.
Right.
And so as I sit there to listen to my pastor today, Bishop Jakes, and understanding what he's offering to the marketplace, you know, we done got you saved now, but you don't know how to go. You don't know how to go in the marketplace and get a job without going in there rebuking the supervisor. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you're doing all the crazy stuff and they after my job and the enemies.
Right.
We don't understand that. You understand what I'm saying? And then it was just so profound in what he was saying on today, really going into the marketplace and making a difference. Why? When you don't have education, when you don't have knowledge, when you don't, you're just as lost as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us can be. He wasn't talking about it from the standpoint of monetary funds.
Right.
He wasn't talking about it from the standpoint of a blessing plan. My people suffer from the lack of knowledge.
Because once you've
mm-hmm.
been informed and you have the knowledge, nobody can take that away from you. They can take your money.
Yes, they
can
take all
your
that.
House, mm-hmm. your businesses. They cannot take your knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, if you lose it, you can always go back and rebuild it.
Well, what did he say? He said, I'm not leaving no money for my kids. He said, I'm going to leave some money for my kids.
Right.
But what did he say? I want to leave in them. If he don't leave this kind of with this kind of teachings and this kind of business sense in them, because
mm-hmm.
they can always get their own money
mm-hmm.
once I give you the tools to work it out. Why are we talking about this? Because a lot of us have allowed a lot of teachers in Christendom to keep us from moving forward and doing big and better things, because we have been taught, when you come on this side of the fence, you can't do that. You
right.
know, you can't go here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work there. You know, you deem them to be this, and you deem them. And so a lot of great opportunity for a lot of, number one, you don't understand the strategy of a lot of churches,
mm-hmm.
especially churches that have church every other night. If that ain't a money thing, I don't know what is. Why? Because they got to pay bills. So the strategy is to have a lot of church services, right? You get them to come in the church because they're going to take the money up anyway. All of it is strategy. But at the end of the day, if you're not teaching the marketplace in your churches, mm-hmm. if you're not teaching young girls how to go out and do a resume, if you're mm-hmm. not teaching young men how to go out into the workplace, you lose a job. You know, do you come home and sit out on the couch and wait for somebody to come offer you another job?
Mm-hmm.
We work for a lot of people that you can create your own company.
Right.
But we so spiritual to we make everything be, well, you know, I got, listen, God have given us all common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? If it ain't working for you at that job, apply for another one. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't say the enemy is attacking you
mm-hmm.
when the enemy don't have anything to do with it. You're working on somebody else's company
right.
for somebody else. They got rules.
There's rules, yes.
You understand what I'm saying? And God forbid if you get one of them don't look like us that's over you and don't really like you anyway,
mm-hmm.
but they got to hire you based on the land, the laws of the land because they can't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they may mistreat you,
mm-hmm.
but they ain't got – we in Texas, it's at will state. You ain't got to be doing nothing for them to let you go now.
Right,
they just walk in there tomorrow and say, hey, your job been canceled. Why? Because we're at will state.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's not the devil. That's just the way the land, the laws of the land is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day – you ought to have enough by now, all of us ought to have enough as a people to learn how to get on our grind. We,
mm-hmm.
man, we living in 2023 where we got technology.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the tools that it shouldn't be no person. You shouldn't, even a black man that's listening to me on this station tonight, you should not be having no more. You should always have more than one stream of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You should never be relying on one income. Shout out to Mr. T.P. Tyler Perry. You know, he was on the Forbes magazine. He was number three this, by the way.
Mm.
I'm going to get the shout out to him. He made $100 million, and he's the first. He's the only billionaire on the Forbes list this time.
Right.
Came in number three, made $173 million. And man, I know you don't know this story. The reason why I'm talking about Tyler Perry because, do you know what Tyler Perry did, Mandy?
What'd he do?
Tyler Perry bought all this land up in Atlanta. Used to be the Air Force Base,
mm-hmm.
right? And so all this land that he bought, you know, he put his studio up on a beautiful studio.
Mm-hmm.
The community around there, because mm-hmm. Tyler Perry have made so much money in the development, everybody property went up, property mm-hmm. value went up.
Oh yeah.
And so all these people had to pay all these taxes. Guess who paid it for them?
He did.
Tyler Perry paid it for them.
I heard
shout
that.
Out to Mr. TP. You know,
yeah,
that's a bad motor scooter. What did this brother say? You know what? Because I made a lot of money. And I, you know, I bought this land. Right now, if we need potholes fixed on our streets, if we put certain schools in our community, we put certain grocery stores, if they going to fix the road, your property value is going to go up.
Right.
We know that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Tyler Perry, that land that he bought and he established that studio, brought all this wealth to the city of Atlanta, all of these homes around in that percentage of the neighborhood, their property value went straight up. Their taxes went straight up.
Right.
Tyler Perry put up all that money to pay for all of those homes to pay. Who would think to do that?
Right.
Most people would be selfish when you think.
That's true.
Most people are, man, I ain't finna pay your tax. You
probably,
pay.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm sure that was a lot of money.
But he said to himself, listen, I made $173 million. And he didn't even touch the surface in paying everybody taxes.
Oh, of course not.
And so he took that money and paid. I mean, kudos to Mr. TP and a black
right.
man did that.
Right.
But there's some of us amiss what this brother did, and then we'll deem that down.
Right.
He thinks, no. He's successful, but he's coming back to show us. And what do I get out of that? I get out of him having a generous heart.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't because he's saved.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't because he's a believer. He already told you he was like that when he was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? He said that this is what Mr. TP said. For I knew God for myself and understood, because we all as children go off our mama's religion and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, he used to give. He said they was poor. He said, but he would give his friends them his peanut butter sandwich. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, some people just got that kind of giving heart.
Right.
You know, where they don't, and then where he come from, he suffered so long until, I do believe this is Tyler Perry was nowhere close by the church.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he would still do the same thing that he did because that's who he is.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so what are we saying tonight? You know, we in Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
We got creative minds. We got those of you that want to go to the leadership conference, go to tdjakes.org and listen. If you're a leader, think you're a leader, want to be a leader, you know, that don't mean that you got to have a corporate. You just may be the leader of your home. Mm-hmm. This is a conference that you need to attend.
Right.
Why? Because you're going to get tools to get out into the marketplace. And I ain't talking about getting out among saved people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about going in, and I ain't talking about you going in there trying to teach them the Bible neither.
Mm-hmm.
And going in there trying to, oh, well, God sent me in there to witness. No. He sent you in there to do a job to make some money. Mm-hmm. You may get an opportunity to witness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've heard people say, oh, I'm at this job because God sent me to this job to change it. No, wrong answer. Wrong answer. He didn't send you to the job to change it because the job was there before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't going to go in there and change their policies and procedures because you can't have your way.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
And
if I ain't there, the company goes, how many Christians I done heard say, man, they company going to go down when I leave. That company probably done made $1 billion since you've been gone. Why? Because you don't make the difference for their company. Yeah, their company was
there.
No, real talk, man. Real talk.
Nobody said that.
No.
I'm joking. I know we've had this conversation.
No.
But I'm just saying the audacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The audacity.
Yeah, real talk. You know, people. I mean, I did a big panel out at AT&T Stadium.
Uh-huh.
You know, with a whole lot of entrepreneurs and a whole lot of clergymen was out there because they was looking for jobs for the community right here in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so looking for those jobs, I heard a whole lot of stuff that was interesting to me.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so a lot of the CEOs was telling the pastor, stop telling y'all members that they created our company because they didn't create our company.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? We created our company. We just trying to give them a job.
Right.
But they come in here rebuking our supervisors and telling them, you know, this and that and the other, and they don't get it, you know? And so why are we educating you like that tonight, man? No, because, see, I'm around the domino
I'm
table.
I'm sorry. It's a key moment for me.
Yeah, I get it. You know, being around the domino table, if you don't let people know the realness of it, they'll miss it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so we'll sit around here and we'll have in our mind that, oh, you know, I'm there to make a difference in the company. No. You got to do it. You, first of all, since you are a believer, you should have some integrity when you go in there.
Yes.
You should go in there with all integrity to do the work
because
that's what they're paying you for.
Right.
Extra is if you get an opportunity to witness.
Mm-hmm.
The extra is if you get that moment where you are sure, but then you have to know the protocol and how to do that too.
Right.
But for the most part, you need to be answering the phone and stop being mad at the supervisors because they done told you to do something you don't want to do it. Now you want to rebuke everybody. Now you make us all look bad because you don't know how to carry yourself in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so why am I going this way? Because all of this is going to be taught at, you know, at the leadership conference, how you go into the marketplace as a believer, how you come out as a believer, how you know how to get contracts. Bishop Jakes had a bad sister there today at the Potter's
House.
Yes,
he did.
You understand what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, she had to go into companies to these companies demanded that was losing and went in and restructured. But she had to be a bad sister to know how to go in there and to do that in her profession.
Yeah, she worked with Apple, PepsiCo. She worked with Uber.
Right.
You know, she worked with multiple companies, you know, and she went in and she had to do the grommy work. She had to, what was broken, she had to fix. And she had to come up with creative ideas, you know, so that the company can be in a, a good position.
Right.
Especially financially, you know, as far as workers and things of that nature. And, yeah, she was bad sister.
I forget the name of her book.
I was trying to think of it as I was speaking.
Yeah.
But she was a bad sister, but black woman.
Yeah, sister got it going on.
Yeah.
And while we're talking like this tonight on the E-Man After Show, first of all, because it's Black History Month, and we want to be educated. And this is a conversation where a lot of people are shy away from because they, after all, most people don't feel like they need this. Most people feel like, oh, I'm doing good. I got my little home and I'm doing real, real good. And that ain't for me. You understand what I'm saying?
It's the mindset. Mm-hmm. Man, let me just say this. You said something. I was the other morning I had left out because it was raining, right? When it was raining out. And I had saw a neighbor, a young adult. She's an adult, but she's young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I called her name and I said, hey, because she was walking her children. It was raining out.
Okay.
And I had taken her. I said, well, let me just go ahead and drop the kids off. It's raining, you know. And they had stuff in their hand for Valentine's Day, I guess, because it was like little cupcakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the way
I know what neighbor you're talking about.
Okay. on the way back, uh-huh. I began to talk about life skills, classes,
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. And she attended classes in the past. More spiritual, right? Spiritual mm-hmm. development classes, but life skill. And she was like, and her reply to me was, oh, I would attend. But then she go on to say, well, it's nothing wrong with being a home health care worker. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a passion for it and some people are gifted for it, right?
Okay.
But she began to say, well, you know, I work as a home, I'm doing good. I work as a home health care agent sometimes, right? And mm-hmm. she was like, I'm gonna within the next such and such year she'll be out of her mom's house. And I just thought about the mm-hmm. The mind, you know, mm-hmm. the way, you know, how we think, you mm-hmm. know. And you know, it just really, it was disturbing. It was disturbing. Now, kudos to her for everything she has done, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it was disturbing because there was no foundation, no solid foundation. And why do I say that? Like I said, there's nothing wrong with working as a home health care agent
mm-hmm.
because those skills are needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to say I work as a home health care agent sometimes
mm-hmm.
and in an X amount of years, now you're almost 30, in X amount of years I'll be out of my mom's house, it really put a dent in my heart.
Mm.
It really did, because what she was saying is I don't need life skill classes, basically, without saying it.
Well, most of them think they don't need. When you live somewhat in the mindset and the ups and downs of some people, that's their mindset. That's how they, you know, and because, you know, when we grew up, you know, our parents always encouraged us to get out and work. But
right.
We live in a different generation, and when you got those parents that allow you to do a lot of that and mm-hmm. you able to stay at home and you able to do that. And then, you know, hey, because it's a lot of youth today because
mm-hmm.
now we all got big, beautiful homes. And, you know, a lot of our kids today don't have, Mandy, what we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you able to live at home today and do a lot of stuff that we probably couldn't do when we was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your own room, you live in the upshalom, you live in a nice neighborhood now. You know, that mindset, and then when you sit there and you really trying to give them tools to, I'm trying to, you know,
here's
a young lady that I, you know, I'm trying to help you. I know you doing good and I know all of that. It's not nothing wrong with your profession that you're doing.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I just want to show you there's a different way of going about doing it. But still the mindset of way it is in this generation, because
mm-hmm.
we got everything at the click of a computer. We got everything instant. We mm-hmm. got everything that, you understand what I'm saying,
right.
that, you know, people, they can click on and they can have this in a moment.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, they don't feel like they need no help.
Right. And mm-hmm. and that's what you said, I, to be honest with you, going back to the young lady, I was like, oh, that's great. That's good. You know, I said, but let's think long term. And then having young children, you want to be in a position where you can work smarter and not harder.
Right, right.
Because you have to be there for your young children, you know. But a lot of times we're entitled. Right. We're entitled. And what we find with the younger generation that do not have to get out and just really work to stay with their parents, they have the attitude of entitlement a lot of times. You know, well, I don't have to do this because it's going to be okay. Well, this is owed to me.
Right, right.
So that's kind of where I'm getting to, you know, the attitude of entitlement, where when we were growing, well, for me, when I was growing up, I had to get out there and make it happen.
Right.
I had to go to school, and I had my children very young. I had to go to school, go to work, and I had to take care of my children.
I get it. I get it. Well, we're in a different time now. But ladies and gentlemen, we're on our soapbox tonight. It's Black History Month. We back live, and we want to thank all you guys that's joining the E-Man After Show on tonight. The phone lines are lit up. People are listening. We off tomorrow, right, man?
We are off tomorrow.
President's Day. And so celebrate President's Day. Celebrate Black history. Celebrate Black love. Do all of that this week. You understand? And the rest of this month.
Right.
You know, continue. And we want to continue to have these kind of conversations, because I feel like if we don't educate our people enough, And the reason why, it may be some people like, okay, y'all get on the soapbox about Christian, because that's I would give it to say, that's where the whole problem is, because, you know, we are unlearned people.
Right.
And I think as I was listening to my pastor today, we are so unlearned to the point that we got a component there that we are missing. We're giving all the spiritual, but we're not giving the natural.
Right.
And so we live in a real world, and we're negating out the natural life, and we're trying to make everything then be in the spiritual world. And so we are missing the marketplace.
There needs to be a balance.
Yes.
There needs to be a balance. We have to teach the people how to fish.
Right.
How to live.
Uh-huh.
You know, yes, the word of God is beautiful, and it's needed, and that's the foundation of everything. But when do we build on top of the foundation?
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for tonight. Amanda, we have had we're back alive. We'll be back next Sunday night. But then we're going to continue to, we started out talking about the a segment. We're just asking pastors to come on to really get the people faith back where it's supposed to be.
Right.
When I say back where it's supposed to be, really teaching them to understand the Bible that they read. It is clear that a lot of people don't understand.
That's
and
true.
Paul said it this way, out of all thy getting, we need to get a good understanding about, if you, you know, don't understand, you don't want to be ignorant to the things of the marketplace just as well as in Christendom.
Right.
Because you're going to need both of them. In other words, we need all each other. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have to feel guilty about the color of your skin.
Right.
You don't have to lock up and shut down because we're talking black. You don't have to do any of that, because you just got to know who you are.
Yes.
And once you know who you are, you know who you are, so you can have these kind of conversations without any, oh, I wonder what, you understand?
Yeah.
Well, because at the end of the day, most people, when you challenge them, we have been programmed and conditioned to shut down and hide behind, that's a little touchy, I don't want to talk about that.
And if you do not agree, just stand in what you believe. You don't have to shy away. Stand boldly in what you believe. Be your authentic self. It's okay.
And so let me say this here. Let me do this here just for you that don't understand. You join the E-Man After Show tonight, and you like, what in the world are they talking about? Are they talking black and white? Are they, you know, what are they really talking about? At the end of the day, let me do this real quick.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinions and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and so I always want to do those disclaimers because, you know, we're just trying to talk and enlighten people how we do what we do over here on the E-Man After Show. And we're going to bring you a lot of this great content because we believe in it.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mandy, we want to thank all of you tonight that have joined the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all of you. Hopefully you're off tomorrow celebrating President's Day.
Right.
Shout out to the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Biden.
Shout out to President Biden. And so, Mandy, you ready to get up out of here for the night?
I'm ready to go.
Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.